You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Greg Johns, covers the Mariners for MLB.com. Greg, I want to begin by asking you about today's roster cuts, today being Friday. And Jesus Montero was one of the cuts. What's the plan for him going forward? And do you think, in the eyes of Lloyd McClendon and Jack Cerenzik, et cetera, that he maybe turned a corner in their hearts and minds with the way he showed up in shape and the way he played? What's the state of Jesus Montero today?
Well, he really, he certainly opened eyes when he showed up with the less, 40 pounds, a big off season. It was not only a mental thing, but a visible physical change with Jesus, and he's done everything right in camp. Didn't hit real well in Cactus League games, and really got sent down today. Not a big surprise. Really just needs to play, needs at bats. It wasn't an obvious spot coming in, and certainly nothing opened up for him. I mean, first base is Logan Morrison territory. DH, they brought in Nelson Cruz, and that's where Montero's going to play. He just needs to play first, get more comfortable there, get at bats. And McClendon says, interesting, he said, the message he sent to Jesus is, you got to go down, you got to compete at AAA. You can't just go down there and expect things to be handed to you. And he says he thinks Jesus understands that well. He's going to have to compete for at bats down there. I mean, they got some young guys, Patrick Kivlan, DJ Peterson, they like him. Got sent down also, the first base candidates. And they've got some numbers. They've got some depth in this organization. And, Montero is one of those guys, certainly has got a lot of visibility, a lot of notoriety. But, he's one of the many young guys fighting for playing time. And he's going to be in that mix down in Tacoma to start out.
One of the top young prospects in baseball the last 3 years is Taijuan Walker. And I think you said last week on this podcast, the feeling is that his time is now. Well, every time he goes to the mound, it does look like his time is now. And if he's not close to winning the fifth job, he has certainly done everything the Mariners could have hoped for in this camp. Am I wrong about that?
No, I mean, he's pitched 12 innings, hasn't given up a run. He's given up only four hits, 13 strikeouts. His walks are low, I think three walks out of that. Yeah, he's pitching well. He's done everything they want to see on the mound. He remains a young guy. There's some things they want him to work on. They want him to work on his pitch selection. He got in a little trouble last night. Relied on his fastball a little too much, and Rick Waits went out, pitching coach. He had bases loaded, one out, and so you got to mix in some off-speed stuff here. You can't just sit on that heater. And he struck out the next guy in just a wicked changeup. Wicked curve. Which is not one of his main pitches all the time. Showed some stuff there. Got the next kid to pop out. Got out of the jam and it showed a little bit. Part of spring training is not just looking good, but getting yourself out of trouble, because that's going to happen. You pitch at this level, you're going to get in trouble. And he got out of it. Another nice step for him. Certainly done everything he wants, but it's not handed to him yet by any means. Renes Elias, the kid who won 10 games last year and started 29 for him. As a rookie getting bumped up from Double A, and certainly is a guy who deserves a spot in the major league roster, I would think. I mean, he looked good last year. Erasmo Ramirez has been very good this spring, but Taijuan, tough to overlook what he's doing, and he's certainly an up and coming prospect and one of the top young right handers in the game. It's hard to see right now how he doesn't get that spot for me, but I'm not the one making the call, so we'll see how it plays out.
And the great thing is that we're debating which of these three guys should be the fifth starter. You and I know they'll probably need them all before the year's out. The Mariners must be entering these final 2 weeks of spring training feeling like, cautiously, we've got some not just good starting pitching, we've got some depth too.
Yeah, and I think like every manager, every general manager, you bring that up and they say, well, yeah, we need them all.
Right.
Can't get enough pitching, and it's the common refrain. You just can't get enough pitching, and what looks good today can suddenly be not enough in 2 weeks, and we see it with clubs all the time. So yeah, that depth is definitely valuable, and it's definitely what they're looking for. The difference this spring from last year, they probably were similar depth last year, but guys got hurt coming in. Iwakuma was hurt before camp even started. Taiwan couldn't throw much in the spring. James Paxton got hurt two games into the season. Brandon Mauer, that they thought was going to be in the rotation, was hurt all spring. And so that the depth they thought they had last year just didn't pan out. The depth they have this year is all healthy. Everybody's going full bore, and it has been a good camp. It's been that way across all the positions. You know, their outfield depth is much better. You know, we saw it today. James Jones gets sent down. You know, he was a guy who started, you know, played 108 games for him last year and stole 27 bags, and certainly you know, had some tools to be on a major league roster with his speed, but not even really a contention right now because of the depth they brought in with the veterans they brought in Smith and Reggiano and Ricky Weeks now playing in the outfield, and they just have better veteran presence, and that's where you see this club lining up. They're just going to be more veteran this year. McLennan's talked about it last year. You know, he got late in the game, and look over his bench, he's got a couple of young kids. You know, it's going to be different this year. You're going to have guys that have been there, guys that have, you know, proven major leaguers, and that's probably the biggest difference right now in this game.
Brad Miller is going to be the starting shortstop because of an injury. Can you just give us a scouting report? Who is Brad Miller, and what are the things that impressed you in the year that you've, in the now two seasons you've watched him play?
Yeah, Brad's a kid that came up, you know, a good young prospect that won that starting job last year, largely from his bat. I mean, he's a kid with some pretty good pop from the left side. And defensively, I think, you know, he just needs to get a little more solid, a little more consistent. Doesn't always make the routine play. You know, sometimes he'll make that throw and pull a guy. I mean, he just looks a little rushed at times. And that's where they want to see him get better. You know, Chris Taylor is probably the better glove guy, and Miller's the guy with a little more pop. Taylor gets hurt. Kind of answered that question last week. So Miller's going to be the guy. And certainly, you know, played a lot last year, had a great camp last year, and is having a great camp this year. But didn't get out of the gate well offensively last year, and they ended up bringing up Taylor. And now, you know, this year Brad gets the job by default. It's going to be interesting to see how that played out. But he's a real mature kid, just a guy that you know, feels like he belongs. You know, he just handles himself that well. He's a smart kid. You know, he's a good and a year older. And he says, hey, a year difference. You know, he feels, you know, just that much better this year. And I think he's going to be fine out there. It was going to be interesting to see how that played out. But I don't think everything. My sense was Miller was the choice going in, and Taylor was going to have to just do something to beat him out, and it turned out, it played out the way I thought it was going to, and that Miller's going to be that guy. Taylor, not out for the year by any means. He's going to probably be out for the first few weeks, so that decision was delayed maybe. Miller's going to have to play well to hang on to that job through the course of the year.
So far, all the news is good news pretty much from Mariners camp. Greg, thank you so much. Good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.